Blog Talk Radio.
We work nights, we some vampires. Niggas gather around the beat like a campfire. Singing folk songs, but not no kumbaya. My lord, you download it for free. We get charged back for it.
I know you're saying they won't know, they won't make it the job. I ain't a thief. They won't pay me if it's a token. If I come to your job, take your corn on the top, and take a couple kernels off, and that would be
alright with you. Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, exactamundo. But we just keep recording, and it ain't to get no condo. And candy, Bentley fanning with no panties in Miami. And that cute little chick named Tammy that you took to the Grammy. See, we do it for that boy that graduated. That looks you in your eyes real tough and say appreciate it. And that he wouldn't have made it if it wasn't for your CD number 9. And he's standing with his baby mama cute and she crying. Talking about that they used to get high to me in hot food. And they used to make love to me in college. And they told me about their first date listening to my tune and hot tea. Like the fingernail polish. I say, hey, to cut you off, but I gotta go. I wish you could tell me more, but I'm off to the studio. Gotta write tonight. Hey, can you put us in your rap? I don't see why not. Devin is the dude. You gon' probably hear him talking by.
Rolling up another slipper, listening to the beat again. Drinking, but we're concentrating. Smoking another seat again. Better live your mind and try to make some hot shit. Oh, what a job it is. Another all night of trying to get it done. Now they make it home with the morning sun. Baby mother thinking that you heard some other shit. Oh, what a job it is.
Yeah, this life we live, what a job it is. Real spit, man. A lot of folks wanna walk in these shoes, but they just don't know, man. It's a hell of a job, man. To be a rapper, MC, whatever you wanna call it, man. We got a lot to deal with. Family members, we gotta always look out for us. Baby mama nag, you know what I'm saying? Kids need this. And then again, the public needs that. We gotta make hot kids. Cause if it ain't hot, it don't mean shit. But you know, it's all in the day's work. What a job you see is, my nigga. What's crack-a-lack and Devin and Dizzle? Snoop D.O. Dubs, J. Trent, Jazz Prince. Yeah, we're having a lot. Still on top. 2007.
First off, y'all know how we got to start this show off. Fuck Stephen A. Smith. Now let's go and get relaxed, because this is the last show of the year, y'all. I just want y'all to know we made it to another year. I hope y'all had a great, a wonderful Christmas. We are here. It is the end of 2021. We're in our last few days. We're counting down. We are getting ready to celebrate going into another winter to get ready to enter into another spring. So without further ado, I'd like to go ahead and introduce my drink tonight before I bring all these other people on that's going to share the airwaves with me tonight. This drink is brought to you by Uppity Edibles. It is called the Uppity Vitamin Screwdriver. If you are dealing with any type of allergies in this season, this drink is great for you. It has orange juice. It has lime. It has lemon. So it's going to take all care of all of your vitamins. Of course, you know, it has our famous Uppity Elixir in there. And then, of course, you know, we don't sponsor any beverage that don't pay us. So it has vodka. You can pick whatever flavor you like. I really don't give a fuck. That's what makes it a screwdriver. So the Uppity Vodka Screwdriver. Cheers to your neighbors. I hope y'all are having a nice, wonderful drink out there because Big Bap is. So without further ado, y'all, because y'all know I can't do this without my boy. We're going to have a closeout show. I got to bring the best co-host that I've ever had. I mean, man, this nigga has been my Scottie Pippen for a long time. Y'all bring it up for my homeboy, Dwayne. What it do, big fella?
What's going on? I ain't never been Scottie, nigga.
Come on, man. Come on, bro. Listen, Jordan wouldn't have had a ring without Scottie. Come on, bro. You can't be Jordan.
Or Phil.
You can't be Jordan, bro.
Well, I'm saying, man, don't call me Pitt.
I mean, like, you could be KD, but you can't be, like, you could be KD to me being Steph then. You know, like, you just.
Yeah, because like, you needed me to get the ring.
That's okay. I'll be the short guy. I have no problem with being the shorter guy. Just know I'm going to get it done. D, I ain't never failed you. D, have I ever failed you?
No.
Ten toes down. Listen, I was telling somebody a story about you the other day, right? And I was like, listen, 10 toes down. Me and D was so tight. D would be straight wrong. He'll get him this wild goose, I mean, this wild fairy tale ass fucking story, right? And they would come to me and they'd be like, yo, so is there anything you want to say? And I'm like, about what? Well, Dwayne said what was going on. And I said, well, whatever that nigga saying. So you ain't gonna write no story, no statement, no nothing. I said, yo, if you got a statement from that nigga, whatever he say we did, that's what we did, Pimpin. He said, so you ain't gonna give no alibi, no nothing. I said, if D said we did it, bro, we did it.
You gotta go down with the
lot. So listen. They don't understand. Listen, they don't even. So I'm telling them the story, and they're like, "Yo, listen." They're like, "So you telling me security got involved?" I said, "Yo, not only did security get involved, nigga, we are standing on the carpet of the highest ranking person on our camp."
Security don't know how to do their job.
Listen, y'all don't understand. Nigga, we playing with 100,000. Listen, people don't even understand the risk we are taking, our $100,000 a year jobs. And I'm just trusting. Like, niggas is like, yo, you trust that man like that? I said, bro, I trust that nigga with my life. If he said it, listen, I'm going with it. So they was like, so the manager was
that's
like,
why you guys, that's why you got moved.
listen, he was like, so you telling me right now, this is what he said to me. He said, so you telling me right now, if I tell you that y'all are getting fired and going home, that you still stick it to the story. I was like, yeah. He said, so you telling me if I tell you right now that y'all are getting handcuffed and getting walked off this camp, whatever you say that man said, you ride on with it. I said, yeah, because I said at the end of the day, if that nigga lied, I'm going to just beat his ass later.
We'll meet up with each other and do basketball.
And D looked at me. Listen, people laughing. This is a true story. D looked at me and he was like, bro, nigga, you ain't beating shit over here. I said, hey, you're going to have a hard time getting me off of me. Hey, nigga, if we go to the gym, that's all I'm telling you. It's going to be a hard time you getting me off of you. But other than that, hey, let's go. And the dude was like, like dude said, I ain't never seen two people who don't know each other to be that loyal. I said, listen. I said, let me explain y'all something. I said, there are not very few black people that are built like me and him out here. The rest of these niggas out here is real questionable and suspect with their black cards.
They do whatever they want to do just to be.
So what I'm not finna do is I'm not finna align myself with the most questionable niggas on camp that want me to be and want this nigga to be their best friend. Y'all got me fucked up. When I tell y'all, me and this nigga was the biggest rebels on the camp. They had no listen. They started looking for jobs to get us to apply for.
Yep, that's how they got it. 2 weeks later, where you was at? He was in a whole
2 weeks later, where you going?
Country.
I was like, bro, they found me a job. He was like, what? I was like, yo, I'm out of here. They found me a job. He was like, what you mean they found you a job? I mean, I kind of got a promotion that I didn't ask for.
Exactly.
The nigga was like, what? He was like, what? I was like, yo, listen, crazy part, dude, listen, I went there. So that goes with the whole story. I got a promotion that I didn't ask for. To then get told 2 weeks after getting the promotion that I'm about to get fired, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, man. I said, hold on, somebody got to talk to me. This snowballed quickly.
Yeah, because by the time, they already caught me up out of there. They already got me going.
You was out of there. Listen, I still had credibility.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Cause that's when I went on vacation. And they raided my room.
Hey, listen, let's not talk about your porn status. Sir, listen, on that note, that is a perfect segue.
It wasn't nothing in there, though.
That is a perfect segue to bring in our guest of the night. She's going to be kicking it with us before we go to commercial break. Let's get our guest of the night on. This is none other than someone that's near and dear to my heart, Dwayne. This is my goddaughter, Miss Danielle, Miss Carmel Vixen. She has a whole lot of aliases. I'm not going to go down this nigga's whole Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, goddamn IG, Kick. What? Listen, y'all niggas got too much shit now. Y'all got to pick a fuck. Pick one app and stick with that bitch. Y'all niggas on 99 fucking platforms talking about follow me. Bitch, have y'all read some of y'all bios trying to get niggas to follow y'all right now? Talk about, ooh, if you want to follow me. Nigga, it is 72 fucking applications and 29 websites for a nigga to follow you at. I'm not that codependent on social media.
Right.
Pick a couple. Nigga, we understand that y'all are multifaceted. Narrow that shit the fuck down, nigga. We cannot follow all that shit. I own 6 businesses. I can't give y'all all of them at one time because it kind of fucks with y'all. It turns y'all into paranoid schizophrenics. So if you want to be a stripper, baby, be a stripper. But if you're going to go to school, that's okay. You can talk about them on the same platform. They all hoes. We know this. Your teacher in high school was fucking somebody's student. If they wasn't, they know somebody who almost got caught. Like, let's be adults about this shit. I can no longer pussyfoot around with y'all. Let's be adults. So, Gotti, welcome to the show. Hey, Danielle, what it do, boo?
Hey, thank you for having me.
Okay. Dwayne, don't be talking to my goddaughter all disrespectful tonight, nigga. Don't leave a bear white in the closet. Don't get sexy. Danielle, he got kids, okay?
Okay.
She probably got kids, too.
No, I don't.
What?
I got a first.
Okay.
I ain't got no kids here.
See, don't be disrespecting her. All right, Dwayne, we got a lot to get to. We already at 9:15. We got a commercial break. This commercial break is going to be brought to you by Global Guardian Security. If you need security and you have any security needs, you can go online and go to secured.goldenguardiansecurity.com. Hey, listen. Put those guys on pause right now. We're going to take a quick commercial break. In order of my goddaughter being here, I'm a believer in dancing and turning up and shaking that booty a little bit. So let's shake something real quick before we come back.
One more
on my American bandstand, somersault, cartwheels, yeah, just keep on dancing. Chinese split, right on down that hole, go, and feel this, dig, get it out of control, troll, keep going till a nigga like me say, till the kids have got you there naked, tuck and twist, it's your luck if you fucking Chris. I'm rubbing clicks, so stay and catch, don't try to duck and miss. Do your stretches, don't pull no hamstrings. You got me moving, in fact, you doing the damn thing. Stronger muscles, exercise, everybody, your body hurts. You've been sweating, thank God, your blasting body works. I like a woman that makes her own dough, don't need a lot of help. But your heart'll melt if I put 1,000 in your garter belt. Lip gloss traces, you're piercing 11 places. And your lips downtown just made some familiar faces like war. Head down,
pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down, pussy popping on a head down friends. I'm on business and bubbly. When I'm in the city, I'm going to spin and I'm luxury. Cause I got that head gang, holding up that bed crank. Gonna get me raw, I shout it all at that head pain. Better learn to damn shout it, better get your man shout it. But we in the pain, and big on all in the brain shout it. Just giving you terrific, the thing is so expensive. The way I'm breaking down for you bitches is so expensive. Better go to the front, back. Watch it coming like that. Show me where the money get. Boy, come with the money back. Breaking with popping. That pussy dropping to the floor. And got these niggas slobbing. He won't come on without that dope. I think ain't nothing happen. Cause that's for sure. I'm from the dope. Cooking that pussy popping. Stopping that pussy dropping down. Pussy popping.
Get down, pussy
popping.
Get down,
pussy popping.
Ooh, we production manager, bring them back in, bring them back in. Cause I don't know if Dwayne remember that song right there, right there, right there. Dwayne, you remember that? Danielle, I know you remember that song.
I do not remember that song.
Danielle, first of all, Dwayne, first of all, I feel like we need to take her black card real quick because first of all, she is a former stripper, and to be a former stripper and to have never even heard that song or don't know that song, that's real disrespectful.
That probably wasn't her go-to song.
That no, you listen. In honor of strippers, you just got to know that song.
That's probably got her twist, man. You can't just be
no.
Saying
that. Fuck that. Listen. Listen, sir, I've never been to a strip club in my life, and I just feel like if you're going to have a song that represents strippers, that was a shout-out, that really put it out there for the strippers to go get it, I mean, early songs, that was one of them early anthems for the strippers.
Right.
So, I mean, come on now, that's Ludacris and Sean, like, them. That's two heavyweights in the game putting it out there for the strippers. A stripper got to know that song. I'm just saying, I'm not saying if you was a Christian girl and like you worked at the laundromat and you did the laundromat service and whatever, like I'm not expecting you to know that. But like if you know who Cardi B is, you're supposed to know this song. Like I feel that way. If you can respect Meg's knees, you got to know that song. Like if you believe that Woo Woo Trina's ass is too fat, you have to know that song. If you know Whoop Whoop Chicken Chicken, Whoop Chicken Head, you got to know that song. I'm just saying, like. It goes in that Hall of Fame of that category of music. That's a Hall of Fame song. Now everybody want to talk culture. Now listen, y'all know me. I love culture. Let's get on to it. Hey Danielle and Dwayne, we're gonna do one of my favorite segments real quick, guys. Let's do this segment real quick because we got to get it out the way. And so let's do this real quick. This is Black History is World History. And in doing so, we're going to celebrate Cab Calloway. Cab Calloway was actually born on Christmas Day in 1907 in Rochester, New York. So, of course, y'all know he's a Capricorn. Cab Calloway III was an American jazz singer, dancer, band leader, and actor. He was associated with the Cotton Club in Harlem, New York City, where he was a regular performer for his popular vocalists of the swing era. His niche was mixing jazz, and Bandwell won him an acclaim during his career that spanned over 65 years. Calloway was a master of the energetic scat and singing and led to one of the United States' most popular big bands in the early 1930s to the late 1940s. His band included trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie, Joanna Jones, and Adolphus Doc Cheatham, saxist Ben Webster and Lou Chung Berry, guitarist Danny Baker and bassist Milton Hilton, and drummer Cozy Cole. Calloway had several hits, recorded in the 1930s and the 1940s, becoming known for the Ho Dee Ho, Man of the Jazz, and the most famous song, Minnie the Moocher, originally recorded in 1931. He reached the Billboard charts for five consecutive decades from 1930 to the 1970s. Calloway also made several stage, film, and television appearances until his death in 1994 at the age of 1864. He had roles in Stormy Weather, 1943, Porgy and Bess, 1953, The Cincinnati Kid, 1965, and Hello, Dolly, 1967. His career saw renewed interest in 1980s when he appeared in the Blues Brothers. Calloway was the first African-American musician to sell a million records from a single song and to have a nationally syndicated radio show. In 1993, Calloway received the National Medal of Art from the United States Congress. He posthumously received Grammy Lifetime Achievement Awards in 2008. His song, Minnie the Moocher, was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999 and added to the National Library of Congress National Registry in 2019. He is also inducted into the Big Band and the Jazz Hall of Fame and the International Jazz Hall of Fame. That is Mr. Cab Calloway. He died November 18th, 1994. So that is our Black History is World History. So I had to mess with y'all with the arts a little bit because I knew who we were going to be doing tonight. He was a little special. Dwayne, being from New York a little bit, what influences to the culture musically do you know about Cab? Anything directly that you can pull from?
Not really. You know what I mean? I know exactly, you know, about as much as everybody else know. You know what I mean? Just jazz amazing. You know what I mean? Scatting. Well, you know what I mean? All the way out entertainer. So, back in that day, that's what they were. They mostly, all of them were all around entertainers.
Okay, cool. And then, you know, being a person who has classical training, dance, and all that good jazz, what did Cab bring to the arts for you?
What did what?
Cab Calloway being the different level of influence that he did musically and artistically and televisionally, what did Cab Calloway bring towards the arts for you?
Well, I don't know, maybe because I'm 23, but I do not know these people, okay? Like, for sure, do not know who that is. I apologize.
Wow, so I'm killing y'all tonight. Like, wow, so we are really killing Black History as World History tonight. We are, even with Dwayne. Listen, no, y'all don't understand. Dwayne used to beat me down about anything that came out of North Carolina. Like, Dwayne used to be like,
I'm not famous like that, but you're talking about a person that was back into the Harlem Renaissance, the people that actually, you know what I mean, put the whole culture on their back, made music the way that, you know what I mean, that shaped it into what it is now.
Yeah.
So I really can't say too much about it because it really didn't have too much of an influence on me.
Like, when you go back, like, one of the biggest influences that I saw Cap, for me personally, like, if you go look at a lot of Spike Lee's early work, like, if you go watch Spike Lee's early work, you will see a lot of Cab Calloway influence in Spike Lee's work when you see some of his, like, musical scenes, when you see, like, how they spaz out the jazz scene that comes in through scat and stuff like that. When you watch his early work, it has a lot of Cab Calloway influence. Like, when you just look at it from a New York standpoint. Like,
movie was
like
that,
that's
when he did that. That was School Days.
Yeah. So, like, and that's why I said, for me, when I look at art, I try to not just look at, like, art. I try to go Like, if I'm one of those people, if I get immersed in art, like, I want to understand it. Like, I want to, like, school day was a big movie for me. Like, even though I never pledged the sorority, I never did all the other stuff, just the influence culturally that came into that movie, you know, I went and looked into those backgrounds. I went and looked into those people that influenced those roles, because those roles really meant something. And so I just feel like, you know, as we continue to immerse ourselves in new culture and understand the growth that is our culture, I always believe that we should understand the bridge that got us from the 19th. Because the craziest part is people act like the 1930s is so not relevant. But when you look at even COVID, like, let's take COVID, for example, the last thing that we had anything culturally significant as COVID was the 1920s, the end of the 1920s. So that's 100 years of research that we had to dust off the books to go look at something that would give us an actual historical playbook that was relevant. And so when we miss history, and when we just bypass history, we so often miss where we have an opportunity to link the past with today and then effectively be able to go about what it is that we need to do. And that's in everything. It's like we're so quick to distance ourselves. Like, one of the things I tell you, Danielle, that I loved about this holiday season, if you want to link past and present, is I looked at the love and joy that was expressed for yesterday. Like, for the first time, like, for the first time, I think, in history, I don't think I've seen a personal adult that I know posted something negative or toxic yesterday. And I think that's the first time I've ever seen that in history.
Yeah, everybody was kind of all right, move yesterday. Oh, it must have been the weed.
It must have been the what?
It must have been the weed everybody was smoking.
Oh, now listen, I don't know what they was allowing them to do now. I wasn't there.
The way you've been smoking, listen, that's why you always chill.
I'm not always smoking. I am often doing wholesome activities.
Oh, boy. Here we go with this bullshit.
You know what, Dwayne? On that note, we're going to go to we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, y'all know we have to do our next segment. We have what day it is coming up after this quick commercial break. We will be right back.
I can't wait till you come over. I'm not sober, I know. You know how it's about to go. Cause I like to fuck when I'm drunk. I like to suck when I'm drunk. Hold my baby, what's up? I need you to hurry up. I can't wait, I can't wait. Cause this fairy's on the way. Ooh, yeah. I need that late night. I'm on my way. Thinking about you, with that mouth to ya. When it comes down, ooh, look at us, look it up at you. Look it up, look it up at you, like, oh. Lay me on my tummy, put it in my stomach. You know exactly just how I want it. Now I can't stop coming. Look how you let you in on the floor. Let's go out on a run. How far do you wanna go? Oh, oh, oh. Fairy on the way. On the way. Baby, you ain't gotta wait. No, no, no. Can't wait to see the look on your face. When And I put this pussy on you. Bust it open, put his face in you. Yeah, you got the last name. Put a clap in front of the back. Watch porn on the laptop. Pussy good, it's a fun time. Put up, it's that sunshine. Dead covered in the concrete. Time to squirt and take off. I want you to see it. Yo, what this pussy needed. Bet on that shit, make it quick. Love on my titties, be sitting. Yeah. Grab my neck while I throw it back. You can play with my booty and my feet like that. Oh, I blow you shut up while I rest. Inhale the smoke while you stroke it right there. This pussy shows that the spray. I'll tell your friends, think about what your friends are.
Guys, before we get into what dead is, I do need to do a couple of housekeeping notes real quick. We are changing, so the board, before you guys get mad at me and boo and get mad and yell at me, the board, we had a meeting, actually an emergency meeting yesterday, and we decided that we're going to change the actual live show on the 19th. It will still be a live show, but it will be a private live show. There will only be about 7 tickets available, so if you want a ticket, please reach out. It will be private for investors and members only, so if you are an investor and you are a member, then you know who to reach out to get your ticket. Other than that, there will be about 7 to 10 tickets available for a regular purchase. So if you want a ticket, you want to be in the building, please reach out. All right. So that is a big housekeeping note. We will be doing the first live show again. It will be still live, but it will be a private live show. So if you want to participate, please reach out. You know who to reach out. I'm not going to go down all the lists. All right. Also, if you would like to call in and talk to us and wish us a happy holidays, 999-3090. I got my boy D-Wayne in the building. Y'all know what it is. That's my oldest buddy all the way back from the deserts. We got so much things we could talk about and chop it up with. We also got my Gotti on the line, Miss Danielle herself. One of the great things I want y'all to know is we have so many things planned to talk about with this young lady at the 10 o'clock hour. So I am just happy that she's here kicking and vibing with us. Like, generally, it's crazy, y'all. Whenever the weirdest thing about this podcast is whenever I have a lady to interview, I generally have Dwayne. Whenever I have a fellow to interview, I usually have all my female co-hosts that be here. So it's just always weird. Like, it's always a different vibe in here when we do live interviews. I don't know. Everybody mixes it up and decide to do what they want to do. But I am so happy because when we get to the 10 o'clock hour and do that interview, you guys are going to see a side of this young lady that you guys have never seen before. So this is going to be amazing. So, Dwayne, you know what we get ready to do? It's what day it is, so y'all know we got to get ready to do that. I can tell you one of the days I already know off the top of my head. I already know this is going to be one of the days off the top of my head, so let's get to it. So today is December the 26th. So if 26 means something to you from a astrological sign, 1226, if that means anything to you, please look that up. Please let that do something with yourself. If it means nothing to you and those numbers ain't resonating with you, go ahead and ride past them because your spirit is your spirit. We don't tell you how to live your life around here. So get your shit together, boo. All right, hug yourself.
Hug
come over and tell my aunt, you hurt my feelings. Your mama. All right, so Dwayne, Danielle, y'all with me? Am I by myself? Y'all with me? Do I got co-pilots on this trip?
Let's go.
Danielle, I got a co-pilot?
Yes, you do.
Oh, I got co-pilots. Oh, bang, bang, shoot them up. Let's go. All right, listen, so today is National Thank You Note Day. Dwayne, I already know you ain't even sentimental, so I might as well not even ask him. Danielle, let me ask you this question, because I know that nigga. If you had to give a thank you note to somebody today, who would you give a thank you note to on National Thank You Note Day?
National Thank You Day. To you.
No. Some,
you want me to?
Like, let's don't make this sentimental. Like,
I would say you because, you know, you're my godfather and everything. But I feel like, you know, watching, you know, the people my age who have kids, like, they don't really use that godparent title, you know, in the correct way. It's just a cute term. It's supposed to be somebody that, you know, you trust when, you know, like the parents, you know, you trust them when they're not able to be there, someone that your child trusts and everything. And you have always been there. You know, it hasn't always, it never was just a title. You know, no matter what phase I go through, you're always there. So I always thank you for that. From kids. Yeah.
See, man, you're going to make this thing get sentimental. Don't do that now. Don't come on here. See? You see what she done came on here and did?
A real one. I will say that. You took that title.
You see what she done came on here and did? Like, I'm trying to close out the show on a good note, and she done trying to get a nigga in tears over here, man. don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Let me get my life back together. All right. Oh, right. That'll be me right here. Let's do this next one. National Whiners Day. I'm a whine right now, Danielle. I'm whining because you shouldn't have did that. Like, you shouldn't have played with my emotional unstableabilities when it comes to how I feel about my god kids. Like, so don't play with me. I fucking love you. I will go. Listen. I tell people all the time. My wife thought it was a joke when she got with me, and she realized when I tell people I go to war about mine. This, we had been married probably less than like 7 months, and this one right here called me. What did I get up and do? I got up and I sat up the whole night, right?
Yes, you did. Because
we're gonna fix the issue. We're not gonna leave the issue unresolved. I'm a believer in that. It's a principle of mine. Let's fix the issue. Because if we feel better about ourselves, if we feel better and we have an understanding and we learned a lesson, now we can go be better in life.
Mm-hmm. And
but we got
to
learn.
Sometimes I have a roof over my head if I was talking to you, okay? I could be outside somewhere.
Oh. Yeah, listen. I'm training a mini you right now. Listen, when I tell you, yo God, Elizabeth, oh my God, Jesus, y'all talking about, oh, you be chilling every day. You have to. I have never met a child that I want to slide across the floor more than my own child. Listen, my boys were never this hard. For women who have girl children. I understand the need to have quality people in your life because, baby, listen, these girl children, they special. Listen, they will try all. They come out the womb. They try you in the womb. And that's why I tell Danielle all the time. Danny, I tell you all the time, I love you. But I understand why your mom wanted to kill you, but at the end of the day, we also got to get better. And that's all I ever wanted for her. And she did great things. We're going to get into some of that in the 10 o'clock hour. We have a lot to unpack. We ain't going to give them too much too early because we got to get to that at 10 o'clock. Today is also National Boxing Day. If you know what that means and you celebrate that. I know the production manager that already sent me some notes on that. I personally don't give no fuck about what Boxing Day is because I didn't celebrate it because I didn't buy no Christmas gifts anyway. So
it's not that, it's a Canadian holiday, bro.
I'm not Canadian. Y'all always want to talk about Canada, nigga.
But you brought this crap up. Nobody, I don't care about Biden.
I didn't bring it up. She gave me the name, bro. I read the notes. I read the notes.
I forgot what it's actually called.
Danielle, you are on the radio, correct?
Yes, I am. 88.1.
So when you're on the radio, you read the what?
I don't read anything.
Oh, so you a whole nigga on the goddamn
mic. Just kind of go off your
thing. I'm a professional ass nigga.
When I started, you know, I would write down stuff and everything, and I would be like, how are y'all just able to just talk, you know, just flow and everything? But it just came, you know, after doing it for a while. You know, you don't actually have to write down everything you're going to say.
But yeah, when you get the notes, but listen, when you have a production manager and a production manager give you the notes, what do? You read the what?
Yeah, I read it over.
You read, like, if you do a commercial skit, you just get the skit, you read the skit, and you go on about, you read the notes. That's it. These, y'all some unprofessional-ass niggas out here acting like I ain't professional. Let me do my job. Anywho, you know, I got to mess with people, man. That's what I get to do, man. Getting to be the host of your own shit, you get to mess with people. Like, and I love it. So we got this last one. It's National Candy Cane Day. I am a big fan of candy canes. So we're getting ready to do a quick commercial break. So I found out since we're getting ready to go into 19 and we're getting ready to go to year 2022, this song was actually the number one song when I turned 22. April 27th, 2003, this song was number one when I turned 22. So going into 22, this was my birthday song for the year. So happy birthday as we go back and get ready to do birthdays next.
It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip the party like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give up because that's your birthday. You find me in the club, bottle full of bug. Mommy, I got my ex in the taking drugs. I'm in the habit, I ain't in the making love. So come and give me a hug, get in the getting rough. You find me in the club, bottle full of bug. Mommy, I got my ex in the taking drugs. I'm in the habit, I ain't in the making love. So come and give me a hug, get in the getting rough. When I pull up out front, you get a Benz on Joe. When I roll 20 feet to 20 times in the club, you can turn up fucking Dre, now they wanna show me love. When you feel like Eminem and the up, they wanna fuck. Homie ain't nothing to change, hold down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut, they nigga pull that weed up. Watch how I move, let me sit before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, and I say they saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love hot. But I live in New York, the niggas to play, I'm low. So we were playing to put the rap game in the trunk. So I put the focus, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal and I'm still in the grind. And shorty said, you're filling my staff, you're filling my throat. A girl from Woody, they die and they're ready to go. I'm okay. In the club. I'm full of bugs with money, I got days. I'm in the kickin' drugs. I'm in the habit, I ain't in the making love. So come and give me a hug, I'm in the getting rough. You can find me in the club. Bottle full of bugs with money, I got days. I'm in the kickin' drugs. I'm in the habit. I'm in the making love, so come give me a hug, you get in the getting rough. My show brought me the dough, that brought me all my fancy things. My trip, my car, my clothes, my shoes, put together, I don't hang, but I ain't changing. Way more than you hate, nigga, you mad. I trust that you be happy and made it. I'm not chatting by the car, toasting to the good life. You that faggot ass nigga trying to pull me back, guys. I'm jumping in the club, sounding up with. All right, y'all, we are back. Let's go ahead and get birthdays out of the way. Let's get birthdays out of the way. All right. Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, wow. I'm not sure if the comments, a little wild out here. Let's bring everybody back in, production manager. Let's do what day it is. Wow, y'all a little outrageous with some of the comments out here. Wow.
What's going on in the comment world?
Bruh, listen, I'm looking at comments like wow, like y'all disrespectful. All right, let's do birthdays real quick. Let's get birthdays out the way, and we do the interview because I don't even want to talk about the comments. Let's do birthdays. So we have DeAndre Fox's birthday, December the 20th. Killian, I don't know how to say his last name, so we're not even gonna mess that up. Bugsy Malone's birthday was December the 20th. December the 21st, we had Samuel L. Jackson. Hey, give it up to Samuel L. Regardless of what the niggas say about that dude held it down, man. Like, you better go back and look at some of his early roles if you don't think he deserved the credit he deserved. Because I kind of heard people, like, really in, like, the four corners of the world trying to be disrespectful, and Samuel L.'s early works is... Nigga, fuck you. Your mama's a man if you don't like Samuel L. Like, fight me. James Stewart Jr.'s birthday is December 21st. Flo Jo's birthday, December 21st. Mark Ingram, December the 21st. Y'all, listen, y'all know Burn, you know, y'all just going to have to go look up that date, the 22nd. I'm not even going to tell you. We're not even going to read no 22nd birthdays because, listen, just because who follow her, it really tapers off after her. It gets progressively worse after her, so I don't even want to read all of those other people on the 22nd. Just know Uncle Luke and other people just round out the 22nd. The 23rd is one of my favorite days because Madam C.J. Walker brings out the 23rd of December, one of my favorite people. Terry Weeks is also born on the 23rd. The 24th of December, we got Lee Daniels, Devontae Adams, Michael Ray. And the 25th, we have Mabel King, Cab Calloway, Demarius Thomas, Chris Kamara, and a whole bunch of Eric Gordons and a few other people. And then on the 26th, we have Johan Blake and a bunch of other people that I don't think is famous enough for me to describe them as a person. Danielle, did I miss anybody? Danielle, was there anybody significant that had a birthday in the month of December for you?
No.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
So all we celebrated was sweet baby Jesus. I love it. Dwayne, what'd you celebrate for what'd you guys do over the holiday season? What's been the most happening thing that y'all have celebrated so far for the holidays?
Well, the normal shit everybody else do. I celebrated watching my money leave out of my bank account and then to other people's goddamn pockets and other people's registers, I should say that. they were celebrating me spending my money. So, yeah. Other than that shit, nothing, bro. You know what I mean?
Man, that's what's up. We did a lot of nothing, man. This, when I tell you, for me, this Christmas holiday for me was like really, really the best. It wasn't about any religion. It wasn't about any Christmas. It wasn't about anything. Like, I was really just in the face of people that I loved, and everybody made it a loving experience. Like, we all walked away. Like, I just felt like we all walked away feeling really great about the day, feeling great about the time spent. And I feel like if that's what you take the holiday seasons to do, I think that's the best thing you can do. All that other stuff, I mean, it's great. If you want to find other ways to make it festive for you, that's fine. But for me, I have always been particular about spending time with those that I love. And if I can get away, if the government or the world or society wants to give me a way to say that I can enjoy that and do it, then I'm going to take that every time. So Danielle, we are getting ready to take our next. We're getting ready to take our next commercial break, and when we come back, it's going to be me and you, one-on-one interview. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. So Danielle, to get you hyped up for this song, for this interview, I felt like this song would really kind of channel who we getting ready to bring to this interview, like the energy that I know you're getting ready to bring to this interview. So, y'all, we're going to take this quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to introduce to you my goddaughter, the one and only Miss Danielle. Come get to know her, because I believe that this is one of the dopest persons that I've ever met in my life. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
To the left, everything you own in the box, to the left, in the closet, that's my, yes, it's my spot, please don't cut, and keep talking that mess, that's mine, but you walk and talk at the same time, and it's my name, it's on that tag, you can walk your path, let me call you a cab. Standing in the front yard, telling me how I'm such a fool. Talking about how I'll never ever find a man like you. It's done me to say,
you must not know about me. You must not know about me.
I can have another in a minute. And I'm back here in a minute, baby.
You must not know about me. You must not know about me.
I can have another in a minute. Don't you ever for a second get to thinking you're afraid to fall. So go ahead and get gone. Call up that chick and see if she's home. I bet you that I didn't know what it could be. I was putting you out of fall. Cause you wasn't true. Rolling around in the car that I bought you. Baby, drop in deep. Hurry up before you take to leave. Standing in the front yard, telling me how I'm such a fool. I don't know. I'll never ever find a man like you. Got me to say,
you must not know about me. You must not know about me.
I can have another you in a minute. And I've had to kill me in a minute, baby.
You must not know about me. You must not know about me.
I will have another you by tomorrow. And you ever for a second get to thinking. You're here to take the fall.
Get to this. Production manager, cue me and Miss Danielle, one-on-one. So this is going to be fun. I need y'all to understand. Like, I know why she was over there. I know she got that beautiful red hair just flowing. Just, I know she was just over there, big boss girl swinging that hair. I know she was.
Yes, yes, okay. Over here loving it,
Yes, because we're getting ready to talk because what I want you to do, because I think people don't understand when I say the show is called Big Bap and Friends, and when I bring my friends and my family and those that I love onto the show, they're credentialed. Please don't mistake them and think that they're doing absolutely nothing. So first off, ma'am, please, tell us the name of your business that you own first, because we need to know what you do, and then we also need to know where they can go and find your business. So please do that first for us.
Well, my business is J'adore Vixen Allure. J'adore, I love Vixen Allure. Vixen came from the real Carmel Vixen. And allure, you know, I'm just an alluring person in person. It's just in me. But I made a woman self-defense business based on just everything I've been through. Just, I'm 23 now since I was 16, you know, so that's kind of where that came from.
And so currently, during this holiday season, because everybody has something that they're taking a break from, what are you currently taking a break from? Like, what are you on vacation from right now?
Right now, I decided to go back to school. I finally was able to have the opportunity. I just got settled in my life, well, for the past 2 years, where I'm in a place where I can go to school and actually be really there. And I am in school for paralegal studies. I am transferring into pre-law next year, and I got a 3.8 GPA, and it's crazy because the first time I went to college, I was 17, and I graduated at 16, but I wasn't looking at it as, like, this is something that can help my life. That was not my, you know, even thought process. I was looking at colleges, like, that was, like, literally the first, I was ready for survival. You know, it was really just a place, a roof over my head.
And so, because people are going to assume when you say that, they're going to assume that, like, you're light years older than what you say, because you said 16, 17. How old are you right now?
I am 23 years old.
So the light bulb went off for you fairly quickly as you became an adult.
Yes, I mean, well, it's been some years that I've been out in the streets and everything and just dealing with so many things that I just really wanted consistency and stability. That was my main goal.
Ooh. You know, that's one of your goddaddy's favorite words. You know that, right?
What?
Well, you said one of my favorite words, consistency. We've talked about that word in great detail, have we not?
Yes, we have.
Oh, so you're going to use one of my principal words.
Listen. I got in the club, and honestly, like, I started dancing on my 18th birthday. I actually called, like, August 9th. It was like, I'm turning 18 at 12. Can I come dance and everything? And they were like, you got to be 18 before midnight. So I was like, I have to wait. Until August 10th. I had to get it. Well, mind you, you know, what was I doing before then? I still was on my own. I was working at, like, Wendy's and stuff, and, you know, I ended up using, like, some of that money from the school, like, to get a car and everything. But when I got there, my best friend was already 26. She was 26 or 27, and I was looking around like, okay, you know, she's been dancing for at least 10 years, you know, like, is this all, you know, is this like an everyday type of thing? Like,
listen,
I don't know.
Listen. Let me say something to you. do you know that was the hard when you called me and said, "Hey, Goddad, I want to talk to you about something." That was one of the hardest conversations I ever had to deal with, and here's why. I had to look at the person that I was having that conversation with, because most people don't understand. You're a Leo. The worst thing that you can tell a Leo is no. No is yes to y'all. Like,
yes, but
if you say no, that is jet fuel for I'm going to prove you wrong. That is just, it is ingratiated in the Leo. I don't know why y'all are like that. Like, I know Tauruses have that to a degree, but Leos, y'all take that to the next level. Y'all will ignore life just to prove a point. And so when people were like, how could you, even with people that was close to us, they came to me and they're like, how can you tell her it's okay to do what I said? Because if you tell her no, she's going to do it even more. She's going to build this belief system in her head that she can go do it. And everybody who said no, they fueled your fire. You know what I told you? Because I knew that was what was going on. I said, baby, I said, if you need me, put me on your payroll, and I'll come be security if you need me. Is that not what I told you?
Yep.
I said, I've never been in a strip club. I said, but if it takes me making sure that you're going to be safe.
But I just, I made sure I was good. I just, kind of, it got to the point that so much shit would happen that I'll be like, hey, it was just another thing. But then I got to the point where it was like, okay, now, I ain't trying to keep getting knocked on my ass. Like, I'm tired of starting over. Because I could take a pair of shoes and go to a new state and start over and be outside, sleeping outside, and then end up getting a motel and getting a house afterwards. It was like I literally didn't hold value to things because I knew I could literally get it over again. If something went wrong, I could get up and leave and do it all over again. But that shit got tiring. Like, it gets tiring surviving. Like, I really wanted to live. I literally would ask God, like, I need a break. I'm just ready for a pause, a break in my life. Okay. This shit.
Yeah. Because we forgot what fiduciary responsibilities look like, and we got excited by what we were doing every day. Like I tell people, the most addicting thing is being in an industry that requires your attention to be there on a daily basis, and there's people looking for you to show up, and they get excited because you show up. That's addicting. It doesn't matter whether it's a stripper pole or it's the office or it's somebody that's going over here to go make a video. Like,
it's crazy because I'm the pole princess, as they'll call it, and, I go off on stage. But it was so weird because right when I would step off stage, like that effect that you're saying, I don't get that effect. I was not the one to, just go get, be like, oh, give me a dance or give me some money or A, B, and C. I really worked in white clubs, but even when I went to black, but I got like just literally slapped in my face every time. Like, people just had attitudes towards me, especially the way that I talk. My personality is not really the freakiest person. Like, I'm just like a cool dude, okay? And it was just like, it just did not work for me. And I literally would sit back and be like, God, why can't I be a stripper? Like, why? I'm so amazing on stage. Like, why
Danielle, let me explain to you why stripping for you was odd. Why it was an odd experience. Okay, you're a peculiar person. We're weird to most people, even though we're very direct, we're very straightforward, we're very understood in who we are as people. People find ways to still fuck with that. people still find ways to infiltrate that and treat it as if they found you, as if they discovered you as a person, and then they want to shit all over it and then tell you it's your fault because you failed when you were like, hey, I was good doing nothing the fuck without you.
Mm-hmm.
You never failed. That's what I kept trying to get you to understand. Look at all the shit that you have ascertained in your life. You have a business. You started a women's female protection security business.
Yes.
You understood the dangers that females in that line of industry would have. And the very first thing that I ever told you when you got ready to go in that line of industry is what? If you need security, I'm here. I'll drop everything. I wasn't wrong in what my assessment was.
Yeah, I've about told you like a little few months later, like I called my mom in like September, then I called you in like October. Like, yeah, I'm definitely doing it, but I never hit that I was dancing, you know. That's one moment that I started. It was like, you know, because for me it was like, you know, regardless of family or whoever was talking, I'm outside. I've been on the streets for years now. So it's like nobody can tell me how I'm supposed to make my money or, you know, and you guys are not putting a roof over my head or feeding me or anything. Like, it just, you know, I was in life, you know, so.
Let me ask you a question. You're 23 years old. You're 23 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What's the name of your children?
Leo.
How old is Leo?
Leo is 14, 15 weeks, okay? He is a puppy.
Okay.
I was going to ask you,
how does Leo identify?
Yeah, he's spoiled, okay?
He's a spoiled puppy. He's 23 years old. She's went out there. She's worked in dangerous careers. She realized that shit was dangerous. Went and got a career about herself, started her own business, started her business in line with the career that she's getting ready to go in. So not only is she building her business and her brand, everything that she's doing it. And she has a whole industry of people that she can talk to and she can advocate for. I need people to understand. Sometimes when you go a certain route, it's not just for you. It's for those that you can still help.
It's crazy because people would tell me that, like, through the years, like, no, you're meant for something more, and I just would never understand, like, what are you talking about, you know? And building the business, it was like I realized that not only for the women in that in the strip club, it's like I wanted women who were out here by themselves because I literally would go everywhere by myself. Everywhere, even now, you know, I'm going to go. It doesn't matter if I've never been before or whatever, I'm just going to go. It doesn't matter if it's a club or not even a club. It could be wherever. Like I said, I'm going to go. I don't care if it's states away or whatever, I'm going to go. And I wanted to know, let women know that you're able to do that. Yeah, I've been through things and stuff, but trust me, I've also had a lot of great times in life, a lot, and I still do. But I want women to know that they're able to be out here in the world by themselves and be protected with themselves and feel like, you know, especially being pretty, like we're fine as hell. And we should be able to step outside without feeling like we need a whole herd of females behind us to do that.
And so you came up with personal protective gear. And one of the things I've had
to... That's the main thing about it. They're all disguised weapons. So it's like you, no matter what, like whatever club you go to, they're never going to know. Wherever you go, if you go on a plane, you can take these on there. All my stun guns are cell phones. All my knives are combs, you know, like I have safes that are disguised. So everything just was a disguised kind of idea because, yeah, even now, like females, we get guns and everything, and we're just like, yeah, I keep that thing on me. You're not supposed to let somebody know what you have on you, okay? That defeats the purpose completely.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I was talking to you about recently is, and sometime in 2022, I want to have a security summit. But one of the things that I want to do, and this is important, I want to have a security summit, not just because I don't want to make this just about blacks. I want to include everything. I want it to be about the nursing industry, because security and safety is paramount in nursing. I wanted to make it about education.
So many people from hospitals who buy
security,
and I didn't know that they really need that.
There are so many industries that people participate in. Like, the number one reason why I started a security business is because, like I told people, my daughter will never, and I need people to understand, she will never go to public school. Her tutors will have to go through a background check just to be able to be her tutors. And my company is going to run the background check. And if you don't like that and you don't appreciate that, that's okay. That's why I started my business. Niggas is crazy.
Very. Females are too. When you don't have anything
to understand. Oh, when I said niggas, I wasn't talking about sex. I was talking about crazy.
Oh, yeah.
crazy has no sex, baby. I try to get people to understand that. Crazy is crazy, and you have to be able to acknowledge that shit in all shapes, forms, sizes. When it shows up, you need to be able to acknowledge danger, danger, danger. People act like I'm extra for no reason. My goddaughter will tell you, I'm the first person that will tell you, I show up to any event with my own glass, my own bottle, my own chaser, my own ice, my own cooler. Because what I teach is safety. You can't drug my shit if it's my shit and I brought it with me. Now, y'all can drink the punch, you nasty motherfuckers. And I love it because you learned and you grew. And when I tell you all the time on social media that I'm proud of you because not every – what people have to understand in life, and I wanted to interview you because no one direction – is going to be the one right path for everybody. Not everybody's going to Harvard.
Mm-mm.
Not everybody's going to Cambridge.
But then law.
Some people got to go to Buckwheat Farms Technical Community College. Someone out of that generation is going to be homeless. Like, you have to understand, you can't, as much as you want that person to be great, the one thing that I tell my wife all the time, this is a lesson that I teach my wife, you, as the co-writer, can't be the author of the story.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah.
See, I can't write Danielle's story. I couldn't write it for her. But what I can do is I can co-write it and I can say, hey, let me give her some underlining principles. And eventually, if these principles take root, maybe, hopefully, if she's listening and we apply some of these things, they'll take root and they'll grasp, because I've been teaching Danielle about money since the day I met Danielle.
Yeah, well, yeah, Danielle loved, money. I looked at things like, you know, I can go to this club, and, yeah, they're throwing 100 singles on the floor, and that's great, but where is the guy who's going to give me 1,000 just straight up? always kind of.
Because she's spoiled. Oh, my God, she's so spoiled. Oh, God damn it, you spoiled. Listen, I don't even understand.
I keep good relationships, though. Like, I'm a cool person. You know, the people I fuck with, I vibe with, so.
So let me ask you a question. when you're not running your business and you're not entertaining Leo and you're not doing whatever it is that you do, what's your favorite hobby to do when you just got some kill time and you just want to kick back and do nothing?
In that home, okay, watching TV, literally, because this was not an option for me. You know, I look around every day. My house is before I have my yard. Like, I love going to my bonfire. I have a home. I'm in my community. My community loves me. You know, I might be running for city council because these are the people who love me, you know, from everybody in my community. You know.
Okay, with aspirations.
Yes, so, you know, and I attend those meetings and stuff, and, yeah, so I put in work with my community, and I didn't have that before. You know, I'm actually a part of something, and I like that, and I like when I sit in the house, because why? I don't get into shit, okay? Shit doesn't happen to me when I'm at home.
Because you own that shit.
Yes.
I tell people the greatest thing about ownership is that you own that shit. If you want to run around in that bitch butt naked, if you want to put on all the clothes in your closet, if you want to have a fashion show, like whatever the hell it is that you want to do, the fact that you are inside your shit and you own that shit, you should be safe enough to do what you want to do in your own shit. One of the reasons why I tell people that I got into security, sweetie, if you don't feel comfortable about the safety of your community, when you get off the phone, please give me a call. Please inbox me. My company can be a solution. If I can't do it, there's ample companies that I have access to and resources to. We can get an actual resource to your community because there's no reason that you shouldn't feel safe where you live.
No reason why.
No reason. Not in America.
One place.
There's too many. There's too many resources. We can get resources to you if you don't feel safe. See, that's the problem. Everybody's complaining, but nobody's using these resources. One thing I told my goddaughter, I said, baby, I said, listen, I love you. I said, but you can't tell me you're failing if you're not taking advantage of the resources that are around you. Even recently, let me tell you what's beautiful about something. Me and her played a game on social media the other day. I played a game with her. She didn't even realize it. So her community put out this thing, and the Leo in her was like, I want to do it, but I want to do it at my own terms. Right? So knowing that her neighbors are neighbors who are affluent, and when you're around neighbors who are affluent, there are not because, see, when people don't understand what the word affluent means. That doesn't mean wealthy. That means that they've done enough in their community to live comfortably. They've ascertained enough things to live comfortably. They go in their house. They do what they do. They don't bother the fucking community, and they live happily ever after. So because she's now in those types of communities, they're like, hey, neighbor, would you like some cookies or would you like to come hang out? We're going to have a
dinner.
It's
crazy, though, because this was how I grew up, though. You know, like it's kind of like you always search for your home. And for me, I feel like that's a lot of things, like with dancers, you got to realize that a lot of them, like a lot of us, like you don't see, they haven't seen more. You know, that's all they know. For me,
yes.
I was there based off of circumstances, but that is not what I seen growing up. That is not what I just known. I grew up in a great community. My mom kept us in great schools. I watched my mom bust her ass. She didn't ask a man for something. I watched my mom take us everywhere with her, going to school, getting her degrees, going to these law firms with her. You know, my mom kept us on, even when we were in school, we did summer school, we never had a break. You know, I graduated at 16 for a reason. So that's what I seen growing up. Regardless of how I veered off that path, I always aspired to be that way. My mom had us eating dinner at the table every night. Okay, I knew what time my mom was coming home. That's the life that I grew up seeing. You know, so even being in this community, this is what I know. You know, so either way, it was like I was going to subconsciously, like, get back to this regardless of what. I always wanted to go to school. I tried like 2 times to do online school throughout the years, but I was trying to do it online and I'm not stable. I'm not even in a home really, you know, so it never worked. But I've been in my home for 2 years now, and then I decided to go back to school when I was like, okay, now I'm settled. Now I'm ready. You know, and going, it's cool because when I take in the information, it's like since I've been through life, a lot of life, I still have way more life to go through, but it's like I process the information way better because I understand, I can apply things to my life like, okay, I understand how that law was made or, you know, how this applies to this, you know, and I'm actually there. I'm actually very attentive. I'm like, front row.
Danielle, for the listeners out here who don't know you, can I ask a personal question?
Yes, you can.
What career field is your mom a part of?
My mom is an attorney.
Okay.
And she just got her
doctorate. I wanted you to say that because what people don't understand is we're not talking about someone who has never understood the law, security, legal process. We're not talking about somebody who's oblivious. So when people are missing some of the nuances of the conversation, I want to clear it up a little bit. This is not a person who's just like, oh, I'm stupid, woe is me. This is someone who is, when I tell you this is a Leo by all costs, she's a rebel. She's going to fight for what she wants. She's going to fight for what she believes in, but she has to go about
like
it the way she has.
Square. I don't like you to tell me I can't be an attorney and I can't model. I can't be a radio host and I can't own a car dealership. I want to do anything I want to do, honestly.
Do it all.
Whatever my hands on, I want to do that. And I feel like I'm able to do that, especially in the world right now. You can be anything you want to be, you know, and I will
let
me.
And I encourage you. And she will tell you, there have been people when it come to her who have looked at me and thrown mud in my face. But the one thing I promised her, when the very first time I looked at her and I said, listen, because I pulled all my God kids together because I was like, hey, I don't know none of y'all. I was told I was y'all God daddy. If you want me to be your God daddy, I have one requirement. You stay in contact with me because I'm not chasing after you. But if you stay in contact with me, you will always know where I'm going to be. And if you reach out to me, I got you.
And it's crazy because it was like through my godmother, but I don't even consider her my godmother. You know, I don't even know her that well. We never really had conversations and all that stuff. So, like, for me to have you as a godfather and, like, even when you guys split up and everything, I kept that relationship with you, and you actually took that part of being a godfather. Like, that was really big. I'm like, you know, that's what godfather
is. What you have to understand, and this is why I said, as you get ready to go into this role now of becoming who you are, you're going to become a leader. People are going to look to you now to lead. And the one thing about being a mentor that I try to teach everybody that is up under me as they begin their leadership role is you can't determine how someone's going to get there. What you have to do is you have to guide them. You have to hold their hand. Sometimes you have to even protect them from themselves. Dwayne, when we bring him back in the next few minutes here, protected me from myself on many occasions. Not because I wasn't good at what I was doing, not because I didn't know what I didn't know, but sometimes even your own arrogance, your own pride, your own self-awareness can be your downfall. But the only thing that saves some people is knowing that even when they make a mistake, it's having. Dwayne sent me something back all the way in June that I actually looked at for the first time today. And it was this very message. That's why I was like, I knew talking to you today was going to be so impactful for just not me, but for you. Because it talked about when you go through some, when you go through things, your real friends, your real family, they'll be there not to just go through it, but they'll go through it with you. They will experience with you. They will suffer with you, but they'll also encourage you. And then when you go through it, they'll come out on the other side, fighting and swinging like nobody's business, so you can get back to where you used to be. Because if they at least help you get back to where you used to be, you should be able to have it from there. Everybody's worrying about how they got there. Everybody's worrying about if their story's messed up. It's okay if you got 5 kids and 3 baby mamas. It's okay.
It's just what you're going to do with it. Everybody got problems. Everybody going through stuff. It's just what you're going to do with it. Even the ones you see that are living life, okay? You know, and it's like when you get to this point, you know, people assume that you don't have problems or issues or things going on. No, I do. I just do not freak out, because as long as I have my freedom or my life, then I'm okay. That's how I feel.
Come on, somebody. Nothing
worse can happen. As long as I have my freedom in my life, I will be okay.
Because if they take your freedom,
then what are you going to do?
Then what are you going to do?
What, you can't do nothing. You can't get nothing done behind bars. You know, so even with that, you know, choosing how to react to people and everything, I'll never let somebody just trick me off the street. That will never happen, because I'm going to be behind bars. I can't do shit behind bars. I can't do nothing. Okay? And like I said, my life, definitely. The only 2 things that I care about.
You know, when I tell you that I'm proud of you, you know, the one thing, because me and my wife had a conversation about you one night, and I want you to hear this from me, because I've never had this conversation with you. And my wife, we were talking about you, and I said, that's my goddaughter. She goes, so you know who she is. I said, in all of her good and all of her bad, I know who she is. I said, but the one thing that I can tell you, she's an honest person. She's not going to lie.
Very.
She doesn't know how to lie. She doesn't believe in lying. She knows who I am. If you get on the phone and you lie to me, I don't want to talk to you. So tell me the truth, and we'll figure it out. And we've had that relationship since day one. Because I can't fix anything that's a lie. I can only help in a situation that I understand the truth, because now I know where to start at. Not every time that, you know, that's why I said I wanted you to end out this year, because this is my year of cutoff, and I wanted you to be able to hear it with me, because you are my extension of Elizabeth. Elizabeth is not old enough to understand this, so I want to say this to you as if I was saying this to Elizabeth, okay?
Okay.
This is the year that if going forward, if it's not physically a contract that I'm paying for, my entire time and my entire attention goes towards my daughter. That's what I'm retiring from.
Mm-hmm.
Because the one thing that I have understood and the one assignment that I have always had, I've raised boys and I've raised girls. But the one thing that I have truly understand is that most men are present, but they're absent. I want to be present, and I want to be present.
Yeah.
And any man who doesn't understand that, any woman who doesn't understand that, you don't understand the worth and the value of a father being active in a child's life. Just listening to who you have become is just proof that giving a child a man that they can talk to freely without being judged, without being ridiculed, without feeling to be made less than. Because the very first time she told me, she said, "God, Daddy, I'm going to be a stripper." I said, "You're going to have to prove that to me."
See, I know and that, like, I've talked to you and everything throughout the years and everything, but I don't want to, you know, sit here and be like, you know, that was like a main part. Because I did go through a lot of this time by myself. You know, I'm not going to hold you up.
No. I want, the reason why I wanted to say this is because you have to hear this for growth. When you die from something, you no longer live up to it anymore. Today, that part of you dies. You let it die. You focus on your growth. No longer look where you've been. Anybody who can't accept that growth in you, they don't deserve to be a part of you. And I will always give Elizabeth that same message.
And even now, like I just told you, I will always, I could be an attorney. I could have a JD just like my mom. It's always going to be you're a stripper. And that is just fine. That's life, you know. But guess what?
No,
I let
you
go off.
No. You used that. Ma'am, you used that. They told me I was autistic. They told me I would never be in the military. They told me because I had flat feet, I couldn't join the Army. They told me I was too short. They told me I was underweight. We can go down the list of reasons why they're going to tell us as black people why we can't be successful. That has nothing to do with it. You go get it because you go get it.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing stopping you, not your past nor your present. The only thing that is stopping you from being great is you. I will tell Elizabeth that every day.
It's a choice. That's why I just said that the other day. Happy is a choice.
It is
literally
a choice.
I wake up and I choose to be happy.
Good. You better come on, somebody. I just had this conversation with about several people in the last 30 days. It's a choice. You have to want it. You have to want to love you. You got to have to want to aspire for you.
That's what
more than
about you.
Anything.
You have to want it. You know, a thousand people can tell you the right thing, but you have to want it. You know, if you don't want it, then you're not gonna apply yourself to it.
Production manager, bring Dwayne back in because I definitely want to get his input on this because, as a father, as a man, you know, before
mm-hmm.
we end the show, I definitely want to bring him back into this conversation a little bit because a lot of people. This interview for me was personal, and I really wanted to do this interview because, for so many days and so many weeks and so many nights, my heart has broke for this. For of all my God kids, of this one, it breaks for the most because the only thing that she's ever wanted to do was be not great for the world, but she just wanted to have self-approval. That in her mind she made it. And when she finally found that inner peace and she actually understood what making it for her meant, and as that she started breaking down that barrier, that peace came about you. That's why I told you.
Like, I really just wanted to be still. Literally, I wanted to build. I didn't want to keep starting over. I didn't want, you know, like I said, my friends and I fuck with them still, you know, like I'll sometimes go to the club and throw a couple thousand low key, you know, I'll go get a booth by myself, a bottle and just show love to my DJs, dancers and all that. I definitely give back, but I can't be 40 in the club. I can't do it. And I know I can make all that stuff, but I can't do it. Like,
because it's a hard, it is a hard life. It is a hard life.
Yeah,
if
I mean, like, even the baddest bitches that you see still going to a motel room. you know.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So even if they made 5 bands that night, guess what? That should have gone quickly. You know, all the expenses of living day to day is a lot.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's a lot.
Paying for a motel every week is a lot. All right.
Like, people tell me all the time, they say, hey, Danielle, people tell me all the time, the first thing you ever said to me, you was like, hey, God Daddy, I want to run my own business. I said, hey, that's a lot. And you laughed at me. You was like, what? I said, that's a lot. People think they want that until they want that. Because there's a lot of day-to-day things that has to be done. Like people don't understand. Mm-hmm. There's when you own your business, when you work for yourself, every single day matters.
I'm the promoter. I'm the graphic designer. I'm the person who does the shipping. Okay, I do my website. Everything that you need to do for the business, you play every single part of that. You know?
Every role. And people act like they want that. And I'm like it's crazy because, like, I'm even with, you know, going through my own holiday change, I had to realize, like, I need to, like, there's about 30 people I'm getting ready to fire because I'm like, they don't want to work. I need to go find people. I got to hire people who want to work and get paid because, like, I got people.
Yeah.
Like, and people don't understand. They're like, when businesses say, hey, listen, why do we let go of people? It's not because you let go of people because you don't want to hire people. You have to let go of people because people have no desire to work. They want to get paid to do nothing. Running a business is hard work. I mean, it requires a lot. And that's why I tell you all the time, I'm proud of you for the fact of not even deciding to go to school. The fact that you're successfully running and maintaining your own business and your licenses and your security certificates and things of that nature.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. While also getting into the legal law side of it. So now that you understand both sides from a protection agency as well from a criminal defense side of it.
And it's crazy because I started my business before I got into school. Like, I've always just was intrigued with the law, you know. So, like, it's crazy because people see me and they just think it just came out the blue. And I'm just like, no, you know. I had a case go on, and like the other lawyer was like, she has an inclination to appear in a favorable light, like, and especially the way I speak and everything, until they met my mom, because my mom came with me and they were like, oh, okay, I understand.
Danielle, your mama got a tongue on her.
Yes, okay. She didn't even have to say much. She just sat there, okay?
Oh,
like,
I have gotten that tongue many a day. She called me, brother, we gotta talk. Listen, I don't wanna do this. No, you gonna hear what I got to say, yes ma'am. Okay. Okay.
Oh,
okay. You done? Okay, please stop. I get it. Okay. Like, I couldn't
right.
Listen, she couldn't be my
That's
mama.
Y'all
listen.
Listen,
she couldn't have been my mama. I would have been done tapped out. Listen, I don't see how you did it. Listen, I love your mama. She is my sister, dear and dear to my heart. I love her dearly. She is a beautiful woman.
I definitely decided, like, last year that I do want, you know, these people around me. I do want family and friends and everything.
They are important. Your mother.
Yeah,
the
daughter. You know, in order to have my mom, I have to step back and allow her to be a mom, you know. So that's
let me say this, because we're actually getting ready to do a segment. And you know what? You know what? I'm actually going to have you do something, because I want Dwayne to do the same thing. And I'm going to let Dwayne go first so you can kind of see how we do it. Danielle, you can go second, and I'm going to go last, and I'm going to give Dwayne the theme. Because with Dwayne, if you don't give this nigga a theme, you won't get him to do it the right way. He'll be like, I ain't got nothing. I know this nigga, right? So this segment is called Black People Are Dope. In the segment, Black People Are Dope, it has to be a living person. So we're going to do mothers. and you have to talk about your living mother in this segment. So, Dwayne, you go first. Your living mother, Black Purple or Dope? Go.
Don't have one.
Okay, so who would be a mother figure to you?
See, look, you already tough as shit. You know what I mean? I ain't got you. Yeah. Either way, I still don't have one of those either.
Okay, cool. So Dwayne is out of there. Dwayne, give the people a positive word for tonight. No, actually,
see,
we'll come back.
See,
we'll close it. We'll come back and do that. We'll come back and do that. No, Dwayne, we'll come back.
I was
we'll
just
going to
tell you
that.
Why.
Okay, go. Go,
okay.
Dwayne.
I was just going to say both my other mother's figures are dead also. I lost both grandmothers and I lost my mom, so that's why. I don't have a mother figure.
Got you. completely respect that, bro. Not mad at you at all. Miss Danielle?
Yeah.
So since he didn't have nobody to go, what we do for Black People is Dope is you basically get about 30 seconds. You don't have to make it long-winded. You can go as long as you want to, but we tell people, you know, 10 to 30 seconds is fine. But Black People Are Dope is a live person segment that we do, and we talk about why that person is dope. And I chose Living Mother because for you, I think for me, your mom is one of the dopest people that I've ever met, but I don't want her to hear it from my point of view. I wanted to hear it from your point of view. So why would you consider your mom dope?
Well, my mom is dope because from the age of 8, I mean, she woke up on her mom's lap, like, while her mom was dead, you know, and she had to be adopted a few times, you know, and even being adopted and not accepted in all these families, and then having kids, you know, gave her a different motivation, and she instilled that in us where she never gave up. And I feel like that was always dope. My mom just always pushed through no matter who said what. You know, she always hustled and stuff. She even had her problems with the law and everything, and she still came up out of that and decided to go back and get a JD. So she's dope in my eyes. That is a woman who I definitely aspire to be. Was that too short?
I love that. I love that, man. Your mom is definitely one of the dopest women that I know. She's a fighter.
Oh, she's secluded. She's exclusive. Like me. Yeah. I definitely like to be ducked off and, like, see me when you see me.
She's cool. She's dope. All right, guys, my black person is dope is the last person that I actually identified as mom. My mom passed away when I was in the military in my early 20s. And this lady, when I met her, I had just left Dwayne, matter of fact. This was that new random job that they just told me I had got a damn promotion to. after losing, about to get fired and getting shipped off to this new random-ass place overnight and getting demoted, this was the very first person that I met. And she came up to me and she put her arms around me and she said, "You're going to be all right. You're pretty smart. You're okay."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Okay." And she said, "I'm going to come check on you." She says, "I'm going to be at the laundromat." I said, "Well, I'm across the street at the such and such." And I began to check on her every day. And every day she began to call me son. And she began to tell me about her kids. And me and all of her kids are friends on Facebook. And I became a very direct part of her life. And it was funny because yesterday I met one of my wife's best friends in the area that they're from, which is the greater area of Killeen. And it really made me think about her. And I told her today, I said, when I do Black People is Dope, we're going to do moms, because in Iraq, you were the first person to become a mother figure for me. And even when I came back to the stateside, you always found a reason to find me You supported me. You supported my businesses. You asked about my family. And you never put yourself in my business. You never interjected. You were always a mom to me. You were always a mom. So, Miss Demetria, all the way from Iraq, all the way back to Texas, all the way here from Florida, thank you for being the mother that you've always been. So that's my black person that's dope. I hope she's listening. Please share that with your family. You know who you are. God bless you for everything that you've done. All right, we got one last thing, man, we got to do before we get out of here. And y'all know what it is. That is the word of the day. That is our last segment of the day. It clears out our night, and it is what we do. So, Dwayne, I know you can give us a word of the day. It is the holiday season. This is our last official show for 2022. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, all those wonderful things. So, Dwayne, you get to go first. Give the people a positive word for the night. Danielle, you can go second, and I'll give the last word, and I'll play a song, and it will take us out for the night.
My word of the day, go cool with the little theme of what was going on, which I got you, what we were talking about today, is perseverance. As the new year coming in, if you got a lot of things going on in your time, your life, you know what I mean, it might not look good or it don't look like it's about to pan out, just wait it out, man. Persevere through all the bullshit and just go through it, man. That's the day. That's my word of the day, man.
Danielle?
My positive words are just getting to know yourself better. You know, spending time this year to know what you want and don't want around you, what you really want for your life, and just really going after that and separating yourself from anything that doesn't align with what you want. Because at the end of the day, it's your life, and you're the only one who has to live it. My powerful words.
Production manager, take everybody else off the air. Just leave me by myself. I appreciate you. My positive word for the day is go get. The one thing that my mother always used to tell me is, you cannot do anything unless you go get it. You have to speak it, you have to believe it, and you have to go get it. A lot of times we speak, oftentimes we believe. One of the scariest things we do is we have a fear of going to get it, to go attack it, to go grab it, to go own it, to go obtain it. Does not matter how you get there. It does not matter what it looks like. Keep clawing. Keep fighting. Keep persevering. Keep being consistent. But go get it.
Even though you're in, I want you to know you come on me, Lord. Because of the faith I have a brand.
You've got to go. You've got to go.